This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Geopolitical conflict has put a strain on fertilizer supply chains, not least of which being phosphate products. We do have domestic supplies of phosphate here in the U.S., but Edaphos CEO David Delaney says that manufacturing process requires sulfur.
What's happened this year is the war in Iran and the closing of the Strait of Hormuz has tied up about 45% of global sulfur. And you need sulfur to acidulate phosphate rock to make fertilizer. So you've got almost half of the world's sulfur supply stuck or not running. And you have a severe shortage of sulfur, which has increased sulfur prices dramatically, the highest level in recorded history. And then with the Russian-Ukraine war and drone warfare, oil refineries have been hit. So, you know, sulfur is a byproduct of refinery production. You got a lack of sulfur. So they have quit exporting sulfur. Turkey's quit exporting sulfur. Kazakhstan's quit exporting sulfur. So there's just a big squeeze.
This sulfur squeeze is a major factor in what Delaney is calling the global phosphate crisis. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.